Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week we talk about real life issues that you're facing and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Two of the biggest questions we all have in life are, why am I here and what is my purpose? We hear verses like Jeremiah 29:11, where God tells us he has plans for our lives of good and not evil to give us a future and a hope. In Ephesians 2:10, where he says that we are God's masterpiece, recreated in Christ Jesus for good works that were planned for us before the world even was formed. But how do we discover that purpose? How do we find out why we are here? Maybe you're like I was, where I didn't really feel like there was anything that I was great at. I felt like I was good at a lot of things, but I wasn't great at anything. And that led me to a place where I began to compare myself to those who are around me. Instead of choosing to see myself as an amazing creation that God made, I began to pick at all the things that I didn't like about myself. Even though I was very athletic, I would look at girls who had like those long, lean muscles like ballerinas and wish I could be more like them. Instead of seeing who God designed incredibly, I began to see someone who I thought was ugly, and I would look at those around me and wish I could be prettier. I wanted to be stronger. I grew up in a family that was poor. We lived in a rundown trailer, so I would look at those who lived in houses, and it made me ashamed of who I was. I wished I could have been richer. And the list goes on. The problem with these desires is they will eventually push us to do things that God never called us to do and to be somebody God never called us to be. Now, I'm not talking about sinning necessarily, but maybe it's not your calling to be a part of like the praise and worship band in your youth ministry. Maybe you're good at singing, but maybe God wants to call out a gift in you that you're not looking at because it doesn't seem as glamorous as leading worship. And let me just go off on a side note real quick. It does not matter what your gift is, whether it's organizing or writing encouraging notes to people or leading praise and worship. Even though some gifts aren't as visible as others, it does not mean that your gift is any less valuable. If God is calling you to write encouraging notes to people and you choose to step out and do it, that's where you will find your greatest place of joy. And that's where God will be able to use you to make a huge difference for him. When you compare yourself and your gifts and talents with those around you, it's not a fair comparison because God never designed you to be them. You are you. The only person that you should ever compare yourself with is your future potential of who God designed you to be, and begin to step into that. Now, maybe you're thinking, but what if I don't know my gifts? What if I don't know my talents? That's okay. What I want to encourage you with today are some things that you can start doing that will help lead you to discovering those true gifts and talents. And if you're somebody who does know your gifts and talents, I encourage you to do these things as well because you may never know how God wants to use your gifts and talents. You may think that, wow, God has given me this amazing voice and this amazing ability to play the piano or the guitar, and I'm going to be a famous Christian artist one day. But maybe that's not where God called you to be. Maybe God's calling you into ministry and saying, hey, I want you to be a worship leader, and I want to use you to reach this next generation and help them develop a heart of worship. What if that's what God is calling you to do? We don't know. We have gifts and talents, and so many times we look out and around us and we're like, oh, this is how I have to use my gifts and talents. But ladies, your purpose, your destiny was never meant to be decided. It was never up to us to decide. It was up to us to discover. God decided it before the world was even formed. Now, I think back to when I was 18, God spoke to my heart and he told me that I was going to be working with teens. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to be working with teens. I'm probably going to be working with inner city teens that had a really rough life growing up. I thought that that's where God had placed me because of the life that I grew up in. I was very poor, like I said, but there was a lot of abuse in my home. There's a lot of just illegal stuff going on in my home. And so I thought I was going to be working with kids who grew up a lot like I did because I could relate to them. So when God began to call me to start working with Christian teen girls, it scared me because I was thinking to myself, well, who am I to work with a Christian teen girl? Because I wasn't even a Christian as a teen. I got saved when I was 18. And so I fought God for so long on that because I thought for sure he was wrong because, I mean, I know more than God, right? Yeah, I don't think so. But anyways, I fought God on that for so long. And then I finally decided, you know what? Then I thought, you know what? God probably knows more than me. So I began to work with Christian teen girls. And let me tell you, ladies, it was only about 1 month ago he shared with me why he wanted me to serve with Christian teen girls. He placed inside of me a heart to help you all become so strong in your walk with God, so strong in your faith, so strong in your identity and who God called you to be, that when you graduate high school and you go off into the world, that this culture and the devil, they cannot shake you. That's why he called me to serve you. And if I would have kept in my own mindset and decided for myself what God called me to do, I would be miserable because that's not who God called me to be. So ladies, I encourage you, do not compare yourself with those around you. It only leads you to a place of insecurity and being miserable. And let me also tell you this. I still don't know the full scope of what God has called me to do today. I don't know my full purpose yet, and I probably won't until the day Jesus comes back. None of us really ever fully know what God has called us to do because God calls us to trust him. He says, trust me as you take steps. Psalm 37:23 says that the Lord orders our steps and delights in our ways. God is going to lead us by steps. All we have to do is choose to trust him in this season. What God has called you to do is so much bigger than you can even imagine. If God showed you everything, it would probably stop you from fulfilling your purpose because you'd think, there is no way that I'd ever do that. Ladies, I was so insecure and I was so shy. I couldn't even look people in the face and talk to them, let alone get up in front of somebody and be speaking in a microphone right now to you all in this podcast. I would have freaked out and I would have stopped myself from fulfilling my God-given purpose because it would have scared me. And so God leads us and guides us by steps. Ephesians 3:20 says, and this is paraphrased, when we begin to understand how much God truly does love us, that is when his power that's at work within us, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead, through that same power, God is able to carry out his purpose for our life. And we are able to do super abundantly, far over and above all we dare ask or think and infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. Ladies, get ready for big. Because it's going to be big. The more we get a revelation of how much God loves us, the more we will begin to step into our purpose. So ladies, I encourage you, find verses that talk about how much God loves you. I mean, we all know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his son. Think about those things. Start to meditate on them. And that word meditate is not like some Eastern philosophy. It's like, start to really think about it and say, man, God so loved me. He so loved me that he sent Jesus to die on a very cruel cross so that I could have a relationship with him. God loves me. He so loves me. And then you begin to speak it over and over and over and over again until it goes from your head into your heart. That's what true Bible meditation is. And so ladies, that's the first step into discovering your God-given purpose. The second step to your God-given purpose is begin to get into the Bible and start to learn who it is that God says you are. Begin to discover your God-given identity, who you are in Christ. Ladies, you cannot fulfill your God-given purpose in life trying to be somebody that you're not. God created you so beautifully, so amazing. So who are you? A great place to start is in the book of Ephesians, chapters 1 and 2. Ephesians 1:4 tells you that God chose you before the foundation of the world, meaning before the world was even formed, God chose you. He knew exactly who you were. He created you in his mind before he created you on this earth. Ephesians 1:5 says that he adopted you into his family, and now you are the daughter of the Most High King. And not only that, but it pleased him to do so. Ephesians 1:6 says that you are accepted by God. He loves you and accepts you just the way you are. So I encourage you, discover who it is that you are in Christ. Next, choose to be thankful for and inspired by the gifts that God has given you. And you may be looking back and thinking, well, I don't really know what gifts I have. I really want you to take time to think about it. You know, for me, I did not do this at first, and which is why I thought I was not good at anything. But one thing that God did give me from a very young age was he gave me a love for learning. And he gave me a love for teaching, but I never would have considered that a gift. So I encourage you, look back on the things that people encourage you about. Look back on the things that you enjoy doing. What are the gifts and talents that God has given you? What makes you unique? And unique is not a bad word. God made every single one of us unique. Ladies, it's in your authenticity that releases your destiny. You have to be you. Your purpose is found in your difference. Your purpose is found in your uniqueness. Your purpose is found in those things that are different from everybody else. That is where your purpose is found. And lastly, if you want to step into your God-given destiny and purpose, it starts with being faithful in the small things, right where you are. Think about it. What things can you be faithful in? Getting into your Bible every day and reading it for at least 5 minutes a day? Making it a habit to talk to God in prayer daily, going to church and serving wherever you can, and at the very least in youth ministry, make it your job to find teens who are sitting off by themselves and say hi to them. Make them feel welcome. And when you are faithful in the little things, God gives you bigger things. 2 Corinthians 9:6 tells us that he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So if you are out there and you are being faithful in the small things, I'm not talking perfection, I'm talking consistency. Be consistent and watch how those little things will eventually become the big things. Those little things will begin to lead you toward your destiny and in what God has called you to do. Ladies, life is connected. The biggest reason why people don't ever walk in their God-given purpose is because they don't realize how the decisions that they're making today affect their purpose down the road. So make those decisions today. Get into the Word of God, really soak in how much God loves you. Get into the Word of God and find verses on who it is that God says that you are. Celebrate the gifts and the talents that you currently have and be faithful in the little things. And I'll tell you, if you do those things, you will find yourself a year from now looking back and thinking, wow, I've grown so much. I'm beginning to walk in my God-given purpose and destiny for my life. Even if I don't know the full scope of all that God has called me to do, I'm walking in my purpose. All right, ladies, I hope that this episode helped you this week. Now, as we always do, I want you to repeat after me, but I want you to really believe it from your heart because it is the truth about who God says that you are. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I have some awesome news before we close out today. We are now enrolling for our next group coaching program, which I am super excited about. God has placed a purpose and a plan inside of each and every one of you, just as we talked about in this week's podcast episode. But there are circumstances and thoughts, or even sometimes knowledge, that keep us from discovering what it is that God created us to do. In this next group coaching program, we are going to discover what's holding you back from your God-given purpose so that you can begin to take steps toward what God has called you to do specifically. I absolutely love these group coaching programs. Not only will you begin to discover your God-given purpose and plan for your life, but you get to do it alongside of several other girls who are on this journey with you. How awesome would it be to start out your next school year with more confidence and more purpose as you walk out who it is that God created you to be? I would personally love to have you join me in this next group coaching program as we go back to school this fall. To learn more, first, I encourage you to talk to your parents about it. Let them know that you're excited about the group coaching program. And then next, go into the Uncommon Teen app. You can download that at uncommonteenapp.com and click on the tab that says coaching, or you can go to www.uncommonteen.com and click on the tab that says life coaching and sign up for a call with me today to discover if life coaching is right for you. All right, ladies, have an amazing week and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And he really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you, and I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.